Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless all of you. It's wonderful to be alive this morning to give God glory and adoration. I want to thank everybody how they were so gracious to me and to Dr. Betty for our 16th pastor's and wife's anniversary. It was glorious, I tell you, glorious. The Lord was so kind to her. I think it was supposed to rain. It said about 4 or 5 months ago, looking for rain. But the Lord is over the weather and can change anything like that. He changed it and gave us clear skies, beautiful, beautiful temperature day. And I would be remiss if I didn't even stop to thank him. And realize what he had done, you know, because he did a lot for us. And I just want to thank him for how he blessed. Oh, God made a way for us. He's been so bountiful, so awesome. And I just want to say much obliged, Lord, much obliged. Thank you so very, 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 very much. Thank you for the anointing of God that destroyed every guilt on yesterday. The blessings of the Lord were so evident. We just praise him. And give him glory. It was also awesome yesterday. You know, I knew Amazing Grace loved us, but I didn't know quite how much until yesterday. My God, the Lord blessed us in a great, great way. Now, I just want you to know that we love to hear at Fresh Fruits, and we appreciate what God has done. Let me see. Yeah, I mean, I with you this morning, 10 times ago, God led us to make ambassadors. And I asked him, I said, Lord, what kind of ambassadors? He said, I want you to make prayer ambassadors. Amen. I said, all right, Lord, make prayer ambassadors. He said, yes. And he said, I want people sent so they can pray all around the world. And we just obeyed it and started making prayer ambassadors everywhere. And before I knew it, the Lord had to set up where people was praying all over the country. And we got prayer ambassadors. Let's see if we got some here. Do we have the prayer ambassador to the United States of America here? Dr. Benny Joyce Johnson, are you here?
Good morning, America. Good morning. And Bermuda. Good morning.
To you. You ready? I'm going to have you give me a space to say thank you. Amen. I know you want to thank the people for being so kind. You know, people don't have to be kind. And I'm just thanking for being so kind. And, not only that, we have the prayer ambassador to Israel here. Dr. Freddie Covens, are you with us this morning?
I am here.
All right. We have a prayer ambassador to Haiti. Dr. Deborah Johnson, are you with us this morning?
Yes, good morning.
God bless you. Good morning to you. We have a prayer ambassador. Let me see. To Africa, Nigeria, and Russia.
Good morning, present.
Yeah. All right, then you have the prayer ambassador. Good morning. Then you have the prayer ambassador to Jamaica and Peru. That's what you tell Angela.
Good morning. I'm here. God bless you.
Good morning. Wow. Then you have the prayer ambassador. And Dr. Barbara Gillis, who are you with?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We have the prayer ambassador to Puerto Rico and North and South Korea, Dr. Teresa Steele. Are you with us? I know she's with us. She may be not here yet, but I know she's with us. She came all the way down from Clinton, New Jersey. Amen. She's pastor's wife yesterday. And she and her daughter surprised her. Amen. Such a wonderful surprise. God bless you. Did you have the prayer ambassador to Greece? I know she's here. She sent us up this morning with praise and young people praising God all the time. Dr. Irvine Coleman.
Good morning.
You know you there. And that's not the thing to see. And let me see. We have the prayer ambassador to South America. This is the one who urged y'all for our anniversary, Dr. Mother Thelma Rush.
I'm here.
God bless you. What about Mexico? Friend from Mexico, Dr. Shauna Gray. I know she'll be here. Amen. Dr. Gray has a long time and she'll be here. Amen. What about in Northeast Asia and England? Dr. Jeanette Murphy.
Good morning. I'm here.
Good morning to you. All right. What about and also Indonesia? That's Dr. Jeanette Murphy. Oh. Thank you, dear. What about Japan and India? Dr. Judy Hager. She's our announcer.
Japan.
Amen. North and South Japan. That's right. How about the prime ambassador to Iraq? I'm praying for Iraq. Dr. Benita Fryerson. Good morning to you. Well, what about the prayer ambassador praying for prayer in the chat room? She's here. Been praying for her, Dr. Wajay Carl, and praying for Trinidad. Are you with us this morning, Dr. Carl? Pray for her because she's been quite sick. Amen. We're praying for it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not only her, but Dr. Wazin Cobb, are you with us this morning? Amen. Are you with us? And I'm sorry, Dr. Willie Bush. Amen. Are you with us? Amen. I know she's seen about Dr. Cobb. Amen. But we're praying for both of them. For God to be send us anointing and the blood of Jesus to heal them. Because he was born with pride transgression. He was bruised by iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. He sent his word to heal us. And so we just believe that God is in the healing business, in healing Dr. Wazin Cobb. And not only her, but he also not really good. If God not too busy, can y'all stop for a moment and help me thank the Lord. In the name of Jesus. If you would just help me thank him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, before we ask for anything, we want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being so kind, so ultra awesome, Father, so loving, so gracious, so full of mercy and grace. And Father, we thank you. You are wonderful, Father, and we love you. We love you. We thank you for waking us up, Father, this Monday morning, August the 23rd. We thank you. Without you, we wouldn't be here. This day wasn't a promise. You saw fit and you gave it to us. Lord, we ask blessings of our leaders, Chief Ambassador Johnson, Father, and Lady Betty, God. I want to thank you for what you've done for them and what you let my eyes have saw the glory of the Lord. And I thank you for what you've done for my leaders. I thank you and I praise you for that, Father. We ask special blessings for the family in its entirety, Lanisha, Raphael, and all the grandchildren. Thank you that I met Bria yesterday. We've been praying for her, and I finally met her on yesterday, Lord. I thank you. Thank you for all the opportunities you've blessed us with, Father. Thank you for everyone on this phone, our mothers, our doctors, our ambassadors, youth ambassadors. God, we just thank you. God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh. You know what we stand in the need of, and we trust that you're going to continue to meet us at our very point of need. You'll never fail us, and you won't fail us now. Lord, thank you for watching over our health. Thank you for giving us great, great, great health. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you. Thanks for keeping our minds regulated and hearts fixed on you, God. We thank you, and we praise you. You are all that we need. You are more than enough. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you so much. of Dr. Sheila Brown. Thank you for that wonderful.
Yes, sir.
For the prayer. Amen. God bless you. All right. We have some volunteers to give us some scriptures. Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you. First lady.
This is Betty Johnson. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmaments of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him
yes.
with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the flute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and the organ. Praise him upon
yes.
the loud cymbals. Praise him upon high-sounding cymbals. And let every string that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord.
Amen.
The 150th division of Psalms. God bless everyone.
Amen.
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 Hey, Dr. Lucio Angelo, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Beautiful. All right, anyone else?
Ambassador Jeanette Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
James 4 and 7 and 8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.
Man.
Cleanse your
what
hands, and listen, purify your heart, ye double-minded. James 4, 7 and 8.
Yes. God bless you. All right. Anyone else with the scriptures? All right.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
The 27th Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Whom will I be afraid? Psalm 27, verse 1. Amen.
Dr. Ambassador Charlotte Gray, Exodus 15 and 26. Good morning, everyone. NIV version. Says, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. We are healed of the Lord. God bless you. Keep that in your hand.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, I was trying to ask her, where did she come from?
The NIV version, Exodus 15 and 26.
Thank you, God bless you.
You're welcome.
All right. All right, anyone else? We'll read a scripture. It's all right. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for the scriptures, for the prayer, and for everything. You know, as I become more mature in age, I'm learning. And you'll learn as you become more mature in age. Just learn to appreciate anything that people do for you. I'm going to tell you, in this day and time, people do not have to be kind to you. This is a day and time when arrogance is taught to people. It's taught to them to do all manner of bag of chips. They are just taught to be arrogant. Amen. Talk to talk arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Even look at the world. They even dance arrogant. You know, look at them. Like, you know, look at me. That's the way they dance. Not just look at me, baby. I can do it. You know, it's just an arrogant day. It's not a day of humility. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord. Just felt the anointing, the jolt. Of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And it's a day when they are taught to be arrogant. My God. And look at our society. Even we had a president who was teaching people a lie. And it's true. The Bible says that people in the last day, that people will believe a lie quicker than they will believe the truth. Now, I looked at that and saw it so much in our society where people are believing a lie quicker than they will believe the truth. And but I was reading the Word of God about what happens when people believe a lie quicker than they believe the truth. My God. And this God led me, and my eyes fell on it. Amen. And God, it just, let me see if I can find this for you. It struck me so when people teach a lie and will believe a lie, then they believe the truth. I believe it was the last, I'm going to have to find this. I believe it was the last two verses of the 28th chapter of Jeremiah. Yeah, I think it was the last two verses. Let me see. I'm just going to, do you mind? Do you mind if I just, I want to just try to see if I can find this for you. Because it struck me. Mm-hmm. This was, he was speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it was the last two verses of the 28th chapter, as I said, of Jeremiah. And then I think it was the first three verses of the 29th chapter. So what I'm trying to do here. Dr. Jeanette Murphy, can you find that for me? Jeremiah, the 28th chapter, and read verses 15, 16, and 17. And
then, the 28th chapter?
Yeah, the 28th chapter, verses 15, 16, and 17, the last three verses of the 28th chapter. And then I'm trying to find this. I can't guarantee you. I'm just making a little stab at it. Go ahead.
All right. The 15th verse of the 28th chapter of Jeremiah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah, the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie.
You're trusting what?
In a lie.
That's it. That struck me yesterday. We had a president who was teaching people to trust in a lie. Know it wasn't the truth, but teaching the people a lie. Now, you're going to watch anything like that because there are consequences to it. Read on. What's the 16th verse say? What has happened?
Therefore.
Now, therefore means, therefore means that there are some consequences to teaching people a lie. What's going to happen, therefore? See, then, therefore says, wait a minute, you're teaching folks a lie. What happens when you do stuff like that? Verse 16, therefore what?
Therefore thus saith the Lord.
Now, wait a minute.
Behold.
Thus said, another president of another nation. Huh? Thus said President Biden. Who?
Therefore, thus saith the Lord.
Now, is the Lord in that text, is his name capitalized or not?
Yes, it is.
His name is capitalized? That
yes,
means
sir.
That he's, the word is putting emphasis on who's saying it. Because is there anybody on the line who believes that if the Lord says something, that it will come to pass or not? I just want to know. Thus said who?
The Lord.
What does he say?
Behold.
Now, wait a minute. Before he says, what is he talking about? He's talking about, he just said in the last verse, just before, thus said the Lord, he says that people, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee to tell and teach a lie. He said, but thou maketh the people trust in a lie. Then it says, thus said the Lord, God is going to do something. What's he going to do? Tell us, Dr. Mercury.
Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth.
Who said this? The Lord. I'm going to cast thee off the face of the earth. And what?
This year,
what shall happen?
Thou shalt die.
Thou shalt die. For teaching masses a lie. He said, you're going to die. When?
This year.
That means soon. Amen. Now, this is according to God's timing. He said, this year. The Lord is speaking. And in his timing, it means soon. Because, see, his timing is not our timing. But he says, this year thou shalt die. I'm not saying this. Are you reading the Bible, Dr. Murphy?
Yes, sir.
All right. This year thou shalt die. And then what does it say? Why?
Because thou hast sought rebellion against the Lord.
Oh, my God. Well, now, who tells us to teach the truth in the first place? The Lord. Amen. So to teach people a lie worldwide, nationwide, to teach them a lie is teaching rebellion against what God is saying. And he says, thou shalt die. Am I reading that right, or am I making that up, Dr. Murphy?
Reading that right. Yes, sir.
He says, thou shalt die because thou hast taught the people against the Lord, against what is right. Amen. Against righteousness. Because God is a righteous God. Go ahead and read verse 17, Hannah. And then I got to move on to verse
17. So Hananiah. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month.
All right. The man that God said, thou shalt die. Let me tell you something. I'd go to Numbers 20, 23 and 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have I not said, shall I not do as he spoken? Shall it not come to pass? It shall come to pass. And then what does it say? Read again, verse 17, one more time. When God prophesied on the man, and said, the man who talked this lie, he's going to die. Read it for yourself. It's right in the 28th chapter of Jeremiah and the 16th verse. And read what happened. God said he's going to die. What happened to him when God said he was going to die? And verse
so Hananiah, 17, the prophet died.
The one who talked the lie did what?
Died. The prophet died the same year in the seventh month.
When God said he was going to die, he died the same year in the seventh month. Now, go ahead and read. Go to chapter 29 right there, right by it, and read verses 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what happens here.
Okay. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captive, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people.
These are the words, right? These are the words of Jeremiah the prophet, how God gave him these words and sent to these folk. go ahead and read. The ones who were carried captive into Jerusalem, who were at Jerusalem, but they were carried captive to Babylon. You know, they were forced. See, you got to watch a teaching folks a lie, and they're going to force the people of God, force them to worship idol gods. That's all they did in Babylon. You know, teach them a lie and force them to believe a lie. God said that he was going to die, and he died. Amen. You're going to watch God when he said something, it's going to come to pass. Read a little bit more, and I'm finished with this right now.
Oh, wait. Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captive, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon.
Look at that. My. You read mighty good. Thank you, Dr. Jeanette Murphy. Read a little bit more. Amen.
Okay, verse 2. After that, Jeconiah the king and the queen and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon.
And then what happened?
To build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters, they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished.
Okay.
And seek the peace of the city.
Cut the chase and say what? And seek what?
And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace.
All right, and the next verse, come on.
But thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name, and I have not sent them, saith the Lord.
Now, these folk, who teach a lie. They prophesy what?
Falsely.
Unto you in thy name.
My name, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Some people are prophesying falsely to you in my name. And we'll maybe one or two more verses. I'm up this year.
Falsely in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord. But thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and causing you to return to this place.
Mm-hmm.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord.
There it is. Mm-hmm.
Thoughts of peace
and not
evil, to give you an expected end.
Oh, my God. That's the 29 and 11. Oh, my God. My God. Go ahead and read the 12th and 13th and I think that's where I'm in that. Go ahead.
Then shall ye call up on me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Listen, God is so compassionate. Even when people that messed up when they have done even the people wrong. God says, if people will call upon him and seek him, he says he will hearken unto them. Anybody can repent. There are people who've been liars for 20 years, but God forgives them. They've been on the street as a whore for 20 years, and God forgives them and wipes them clean. They've been in drugs for 20 years, and God forgives them and cleans them up. Anybody can be forgiven if they just admit, if they'll come to God, admit, I've done wrong, Lord, I've been teaching lies. I've talked to people wrongly. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me. What I'm saying is, Dr. Murphy, find for me Ezekiel, if I remember this right. Just clicked in my mind. 33rd chapter of Ezekiel. Yeah. It's right after. Yeah. Ezekiel. It's right after Lamentations.
Ezekiel
33. And go down to read 4, 5, and 6, I believe. I'm just... Now, listen, folks, I'm just dabbing at this, trying to find it. And then 4, 5, and 6. Start at verse 1, and we're going to read down to verse 6. Go ahead. Read verse 1.
Okay. And again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn.
Wait a minute. Now, who is this supposed to blow the trumpet? It's the watchman. He said, when I, you might say it like this, when God creates a land and makes it full of people, the people are the ones who choose the watchman. Who is the watchman? It's the person who's supposed to watch over the country. Can you be still if you got fidgeties, if you're immature like that, you don't know this is a prayer line and God is moving like that, and you're that immature, reach your line off. Or if you just, you know, just mute it. I don't want to put you off the line, but just mute your line. Okay? But we, when God fills a country up with people, and the people are the ones who choose a watchman, just like we chose, or just like the people in Africa chose a president of Africa, they chose him as a watchman. And the watchman is the leader, is the one who's supposed to watch. That's why I'm on the line trying to show you a few things, because I'm trying to watch, you know. So read on what it says about a watchman. Back up just a little bit. Read that verse one more time, then move forward. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Murphy. You read real good. Thank you, Dr. Murphy, because some of these names you are getting, I probably would miss myself, but you got it. Go ahead. Son of man, go ahead.
Son of man, speak to the children of thy and say unto them.
I'm saying unto y'all. God said, say unto y'all. When I what?
When I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land
wait a minute,
take
hold
a
on
man
here.
Of their
we were just a little fast. Hold on. When I bring a sword upon the land, what is a sword upon the land? That means, when I bring a plague or destruction, are y'all understanding what I'm saying? What the Bible is saying? God is telling us when he brings a plague upon the land, what did he just bring upon the land? Well, who made it? He brought it, coronavirus. Amen. Upon the land. When I bring a sword upon the land, and what happens?
If the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman.
Okay. If the people of the land take anybody in the land and choose somebody to be their leader, to be their watchman. Are y'all understanding? I believe you are. If the people of the land, if the people of America, let's just put it on your plate right here. If the people of America choose someone as the watchman, what does the watchman do? He's supposed to watch out for the people of the land. They chose the person to be their watchman. Go ahead and read. What happened?
If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people.
Is it saying, what chapter are you reading of Ezekiel?
33rd chapter, the third verse.
The first verse. So the person that we choose over the land, well, in other words, the majority chooses over the land to be the watchman, to be the leader, to be the president of the land. If he sees the sword coming, in other words, a plague coming that people don't even know about too much, if he sees it coming, what happens? If he sees...
He blows the trumpet.
He's supposed to be the one to do what?
Blow the trumpet.
He's supposed to be the one to blow the trumpet. What does that mean? He's supposed to be the one to warn the people, to make them aware of what's coming. Amen. Isn't he? Is that in the Word, Dr. Murphy? Are you reading that right?
Yes, sir.
He's supposed to be the one to blow the trumpet, to make the people aware of what's coming. And then what happens?
Then whosoever hearketh the sound of the trumpet and take it not warning,
Stop right there. Wait a minute. Before you read the outcome of that. In other words, if the president or if the leader of the country hears of a sword coming, of a plague coming, of a pandemic coming. I'm just trying to make it clear to you. And he's supposed to blow the trumpet. He's supposed to warn the people everywhere. That's why we chose him to be the president, because we trusted him with our lives. Amen. That's why the people in that nation trusted him. They trusted him with their life. And he's supposed to warn them of the impending danger. If there's a wolf coming up on the sheep, the shepherd is supposed to warn the people of the impending danger. Okay? Read on now. Read on.
Okay, and take it not the warning.
Okay, but now if the people don't take the warning, what happens?
If the sword comes and take him away.
If coronavirus comes and takes him and kills people everywhere, what happens?
His blood shall be upon his own head.
The blood, back up a little bit. Am I hearing that right? If the watchman, he's supposed to warn the people. If he warns the people, if the people got a warning and they don't heed the warning, the blood is upon their hands. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
The blood is upon their hands. It would be upon our hands if we had got a warning about the coronavirus, a warning about the plague coming. That's the sword coming. The sword coming to destroy people everywhere. If the person we chose as the watchman was supposed to warn us that the sword is coming, and if he warned us, that means that
all of these 635,000 people who died, the blood would be upon our hands because we were warned. We were warned. Is that interpreting that right, Dr. Madison?
That's correct.
But now, read what happens otherwise. Come on, I want the people to hear this. This is going toward verse 6. Verse 5 and 6. Go ahead.
He heard the sound of the trumpet. And
if the leader hears that a plague is coming, coronavirus is coming, the thing that's going to destroy thousands of people in that state, in that nation, and this the watchman is supposed to warn the people. Okay, but if he does not warn the people, go ahead and read.
His blood shall be up on him.
Oh, my God. You mean to tell me it's saying right there that the watchman is supposed to warn the people, but if he doesn't warn the people and thousands of people die, what happens when you read that again? The blood shall be up on who now?
His blood shall be up on him.
In other words, the blood shall be not on the people, but the blood shall be upon the watchman.
Amen.
Is that the Bible? Am I making this up, or are you reading that? Okay. Now, this is 1,000 year or more, maybe 2,000-year-old book, and it has never been wrong. Everything that you read in there comes to pass, whether it seems to be hard or not hard, but it comes to pass. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that the watchman was supposed to warn the people, or is supposed to warn the people. But if he warneth not the people and they die, amen, the blood is upon his hand. It's upon the watchman's hand. Whew. That's a lot of blood, y'all. How many people have died? Over 600,000 people have died. Now, I'm just reading the Bible. You don't have to get mad at me. Get mad at God if you're going to get mad at anybody, because he's the one who wrote this over 2,000 years ago. And he wrote this and said, now, if the watchman fails to warn the people, he said, his blood is upon his hand. The blood is upon his hand. I didn't write that. God wrote it. So, and let me leave y'all alone on that. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm just saying this. You can't teach people a lie because he said you'll die if you do. Now, let's see if God is right. Let's see if the word is right that he says you'll die if you teach people a lie. Amen. It's not good. That's why I'm very careful just to read. I had to get the word to read this because I don't want y'all to think that I'm teaching y'all a lie. I just had asked Dr. Murphy if she would read this, and she got it straight from the book. It's in Isaiah 28, the last two or three verses of Isaiah, the 28th chapter. And then Isaiah, the 29th chapter, the first 1, 2, 3, 4 verses of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Then I took her to Ezekiel. Now, these are prophets of God, what they say and what they wrote come to pass.
Amen.
They come to pass. Now, Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, that's where we were, write it down. So these are kind of unusual books. The 28th chapter that we read of, Isaiah, and the 29th chapter. Last three verses of Isaiah 28 and Isaiah 29, the first three verses of 29. Then here's when I took her to Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, verses 1 through 6. And it's verse 6, I believe. You're still moving around, darling. You're still moving around. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You got a problem? Come on. I'm a man. I'm not a woman talking about, oh, I understand. I'm not like that. I'm a man. You can't deal with me like you do a woman. I mean, what's wrong with you? And you have me saying stuff to you will make you feel bad after a while. If you think, if you feel bad already, you ain't heard that. See, what's wrong with you? Be still. Put your foot to yourself. Be still. I trust that, that a man's not doing that kind of stuff. But just set yourself still. What's wrong with you? What happened yesterday that made you do all this kind of stuff? You got me on you now. But anyway, then I took y'all to Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. When we were reading verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, says six, the 6th verse, 33, and the 6th verse says that if the watchman doesn't give a warning to the people, it means that the blood is on his hand, not on our hand. But the blood is on his hand. Mm-hmm. God bless you. I gotta move. Let me bless y'all before we go here today. Amen. Now go to the folks who are trying to live for the Lord. He got some blessings for you. I want you to read Psalm 71 and verse 21. 71 and 21. These folks who are trying to obey the word of God, if you try to obey the word of God and not teach a lie and do what the Lord wants you to do and not teach a lie, amen. He says something to you in Psalm 71 and 21. And then hold your space. Find this also, Isaiah, where you were before, Isaiah 45 and verse 3. I'm claiming all these things because God wrote all these things and told us. Psalm 71 and 21. And then okay. Isaiah 45 and 3. Put a divider there and hold both those verses because this is to the folks who believe in the Lord, who walk after him, who tried their best to adhere to his purpose, to his judgments, and help the people. What happens in Psalm 71, 21 to the people who are trying their best to live for the Lord? Read. Amen.
Thou shalt increase my greatness.
Now, wait a minute. Who is thou? Who is thou? Let me tell you who thou is. Thou is God. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thou who hurled the sun into space and called the light day and the darkness night, and did it so explicitly that if the sun would move a few hundred feet away from the earth, we'd get cool. And if the sun would move a few hundred feet closer to the earth, we'd get warm. This thou is the one who called the light day and the darkness night. And he separated the waters and pushed up from the bottom of the sea the land. And now we own the land because he pushed it up. Thou, what did thou say? Thou shalt, what thou going to do, Dr. Murphy? Thou shalt do what?
Thou shalt increase my greatness.
My God, to the people who are living for the Lord, God is going to increase your greatness. That's what I'm saying on this line. God is increasing all of y'all's greatness everywhere. Is this anybody? Do I have one witness on the line? Is he increasing your greatness?
Amen.
Or not?
Yes,
he is.
Amen.
Your
greatness. Thank you for that.
Now, the same guy who wrote the other part that we just read to you, he doesn't lie. The same one who said, if you teach a lie, you're going to die. You're going to die. He said that. Now, he doesn't lie. Then he says, on the other hand, I'm going to increase your greatness if you'll follow after me and live for me. I'm going to increase your greatness, and I'm going to do something else for you. What else are you going to do for you?
And comfort me on every side.
Uh-huh. That me is you. He's going to comfort you on every side. Now, some folk on this line who will agree with me, you need to be comforted. Amen. That's what they did with Dr. Betty yesterday It doesn't mean that you have to lose your brother or your sister or your husband or your wife to be comforted. God can find you where you are on every level and comfort you on every level.
Amen.
Yesterday, Dr. Betty and I, you know, we've been through a lot. Amen. Let me tell you something, y'all who get this big vision that it's so wonderful to be a pastor and to be a first lady. You better get another thought. You got another thought coming. But you get the vision that, oh, it's so wonderful to be a pastor and first lady. I'm just going to be one. Listen, this thing will send you back. If you feel like you call of yourself, it will send you back. Dr. Betty will tell you, it will send you back. Amen. You better make sure that God calls you to be a pastor. God calls you to be a first lady, because it's not as glamorous as it looks. And then you're going to have trials. Oh, my God, all kinds of tribulations. Things are going to happen that you never thought would happen. Yeah. You'll be facing dilemmas, and you don't know which way to turn. You'll have pressures all around you, and you'll wrestle with the problems. You'll have restless days and sleepless nights, and you'll go through the valley of the shadow of death many times. The prophet yesterday, who was at our appreciation or at our 16th anniversary, he took time to minister to Dr. Benny and to me, had us stand in front. And then he told me, he said, Dr. Johnson, we're praying for you. Like I've been telling y'all, he said, the devil has been trying to kill you, man. He's been trying to kill you. This is another prophet. He said, the devil's been trying to kill you. And he said, let's all pray for Dr. Johnson. And let's take the pressure off of it. Because everybody wants to put the pressure on the leader. They got all kind of problems, but they don't do like my daddy told them to do. Take care of your own problems. Pray yourself. Ask God to fix it. You're a child of the King. He's supposed to answer your prayers. My daddy taught him and got the pressure off of him. But people will bring pressure everywhere instead of them trying to, ask God to fix the problem for themselves. They want to call you and ask you. Yeah, but my father, Dr. Lee Harold Johnson, told them, go back and pray yourself. Ask God to fix it for yourself. Because it's not a glamorous thing to be a pastor. It's trouble almost on every side. But the Lord will increase your greatness if you hold on to God's unchanging hand. And God will comfort you on every side if you will hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's why I close me and my messages like the old preachers, and the preachers close by hollering, hold on. They just go crazy hollering, hold on. And but God will comfort you on every side if you will hold on. Oh, my God. You came up the rough side of the mountain. You had to raise your child all by yourself. The city wouldn't help you. Nobody wouldn't help you. Listen, hold on. Amen. Don't go into areas that are troubled waters by yourself and not have a word from the Lord. Amen. God bless you. But now go over to Isaiah. I'm trying to get to the blessings of the Lord that he says will make us rich and add no sorrow with it. If we have tried to teach the truth, and if we don't teach a lie, if we're not trying to teach folks to believe a lie and believe a lie quicker than they do the truth, what happens in Isaiah 45:3? Read that. I believe I got that right. Go ahead and read.
And I will give thee the treasures of darkness.
Now, wait a minute. Now, who is this? This is God speaking. God says, if you will hold on to my unchanging hand, I got some surprises for you. Don't think that when you got saved, that was it. Yeah, when you went to work for that company, didn't they have many levels of blessings? They said, stop here. If you're faithful to our company, we'll after a while make you a supervisor and after a while make you a manager and everything else. And you can go up. You can go up and up, up, up in this company. After a while, if you're faithful enough after years and invest right, then you might be able to become a vice president of this company. And we've had some people like Dr. Freddie Cullen's son became a vice president of his company. There are different levels in companies, in corporations that they give you. Why do you think in Jesus Christ we ain't got different levels in him? God says, if you will obey me, if you will do what I say do, if you will hold on, and he doesn't expect us to be totally perfect. I know the word says, be thou perfect because God is perfect. But Jesus is the only one who really was perfect. We all make mistakes in this life. We came from mistakes. Amen. Many of us have come out of mistakes. But God says, hold on to it, unchanging hand, and he'll bless you bountifully. What's he going to do for you? One of the things he's going to do for you is found in Isaiah 45 and 3. I know you're trying to disrupt people to keep them from hearing the word. Yeah, with the silly stuff. Stop it. Amen. Amen. Stop it. Sit down. Hang up. Let somebody else be blessed. But you can't be still. But he tells us in Isaiah 45 and 3. Come on, what does he tell us?
And I will give thee the treasures of darkness.
God said he's going to give us the treasures of darkness. And the treasures of darkness is quite a bit, y'all, because the devil tries to accumulate. It tells us over there, what is it, 6 and 10? And what is, I'm trying to remember the book, 6 and 10, Hebrews, I think, 6 and 10, tells us that the love of money is the root to all evil. In other words, the devil is the one. All evil is the devil. But the foundation to his kingdom is the love of money. The foundation to his kingdom is the love of money. It's built on the love of money. So when God says he's going to give us the treasures of darkness, in other words, he's going to give us what the devil has tried to accumulate, the treasures of darkness. And then he substantiates it, even when he says that the wealth of the wicked, the wealth of the devil is made up for the people who are just, who believe in the word. The wealth of the just, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Amen. Come on, take time to plead the blood of Jesus. This person don't get it. Come on. The blood of Jesus on you. Stop it. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Stop all that
the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Thank you. The blood of Jesus.
The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
Making you act in the
blood of Jesus.
I'm out of time. But the enemy is a liar. The blood of Jesus stands against you, devil. The last thing, read that last part, Dr. Murphy. God's going to give you the treasures of darkness, and what else?
And hidden riches of secret places.
I read my case. Those who hold on to, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Yeah, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let me tell you, he says he give you the treasures of darkness. Yeah, he's not. I was sitting there in my kitchen. I told y'all this, minding my own business. I wasn't trying to think about nothing like this. It wasn't contrived. It was not contrived. It was just came to the auspices of the Holy Ghost. I'm sitting there, and then all of a sudden, a voice speaks to me and says, son, I want you to say. He didn't tell you to say this. You folks on the line, he told me to say it. Amen. But he said to me, now you can catch on to my coattail. But he said to me, son, he said, son, I want you to say every day of your life, and I'm saying it today. He said, I want you to say that you are the richest person on the face of this earth. You are the richest person on the earth is what he was saying. And I've been saying, I am the richest person on the earth. Now, that's what he told me to say. Now, unless you heard from me, it's a personal thing. I'm just sharing with y'all a personal thing. But he said that to me. Read that scripture to me again. Read it. I'm grabbing it right there in Isaiah 45:3. Read it again, Dr. Murphy, and I will what?
I will give thee the treasures of darkness. And
he's going to give me the treasures of darkness and what? And hidden riches in secret places.
That
now, I believe the Lord.
That I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the great God of Israel.
Uh-huh. My God. He says that you might know that I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the devil who spoke this to you. You've been going through struggles and trials and tribulations and been rebuked and scorned and been bruised and wounded and everything else. He says, I want you to know. He called me by my name. I'm sitting in my kitchen. He says, Bernard? I said, yes, Lord. He says, I want you to say every day of your life that you are the richest person on the face of the earth. Then get to me Psalm 24, and I'm 24, the first verse, and I'm through. The 24th chapter, division of Psalms, and the first verse. And then he says, I want you to say every day of your life that you're the richest person in the world, on the face of the earth. That's what he said. Then he said, the enemy that tried to tell people all around the world what he thinks ought to be. He couldn't take over the world in heaven because I'm over heaven. And so I had him kicked out. He landed down on this earth. Now he's trying to tell y'all who the richest person is on the earth. He's trying to decide it. He's trying to tell you that Jeff Bezos, with $68 billion, is the richest person. He's trying to tell you the richest couple who came on the news and said they're getting a divorce, they're dividing $150 billion. He's trying to tell you that they're the ones that he's ushering into being the richest people on the earth. But no. He said, no, I'm not going to let the devil do that. He says, I'm not going to let the devil decide who is the richest person on this earth. He said, I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to let the devil do it. Read there in Psalm 24:1. Why is he not going to let the devil decide who the richest person is on the earth? Read it.
The earth is the Lord.
He says, the earth is mine. He says, the earth is mine. And not only that, everything in the earth is mine. And the fullness thereof. And then what did it say? The world. Go ahead.
The world and they that dwell therein.
See, the devil thinks he's going to control everything in this earth. God said, I'm the one who made it. I'm the one who held the sun and the space, called the light day and darkness. I'm the one who pushed up the mountain. I'm the one that made the grass grow. I'm the one who put the rivers in place. I'm the one who put the ocean in place. I'm the one who did everything on this earth. It's mine. He says, the earth is the Lord. I'm not going to let the devil tell you that Michael Jackson, and I'm not going to let the devil tell you that the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, are going to rule over the earth and going to be popular. I'm not going to let the devil tell you that Jeff Bezos is going to take over and Melinda and Bill Gates are the richest people. He said, it's mine. I decide all that. I got to go, y'all. But he said, the earth is mine. The earth, I made it. I'm not going to let the devil take over heaven, that I made heaven, and I didn't let him take over heaven, and now he fell down here to the earth.
God says, I'm not going to let him take over the earth either.
Yeah.
The earth is the Lord's. I'm going to make the decisions that go on down here when it comes to things like that. I'm resting my case. I got to go, y'all.
Hallelujah.
And then he said, I'm going to give you the treasures of God.
Yeah.
And hit pictures and hidden places. I'm just sitting in my kitchen. He says, I want you to say every day, you're the richest person in the world. Amen. You think the devil said that? Listen, the devil hates my guts. Why? He would never say nothing like that. He would never say nothing like that. He'd be telling me, I want you to say every day, you're the poorest person, that you can't do nothing. But I'm going to make these proclamations over y'all before I go. This is my clues right now. I'm going to say these things, and you got to say I receive it quickly because I can't wait on you to think and then say it. Come on. God's going to bless you. Yes, God's going to bless you more than ever before. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
You out of nowhere. Say, I receive it. you'll find the first chapter 1, and then keep thumbing over, it gets higher, and it goes up to what chapters you give us, Dr. Collins?
Chapters 32 and 33.
Okay. It goes on all the way up to 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, and it goes up. Amen. So go over there, 32, 33. Read those with us, and you'll be where we're reading now. Amen. Come on, Dr. Benita Friesen, the all-night shedding is coming up quickly. It's this Wednesday, I mean. Go ahead.
Yes, it's this Wednesday, August the 25th, and it starts at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is the same as 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we do have openings, and you can call me at 616-531-4940. The number is 616-531-4940.
Did you say we have openings?
Yes.
That's
we have availability.
Yeah, that's a shame before God. These folks have done everything. Now, I'm finding this out. People will do what they want to do. They got priorities. They have put them above God. I mean, they got all kind of priorities. Everything goes before God. They do what they want to do. And don't think just because you've been kind to them, nice to them, that they're going to turn around and be kind. I'm telling y'all, I'm helping you. Some of y'all are going to go through this. Just because you've been kind and nice to people, don't think they're going to turn around and be kind and nice to you. Listen, in this day and time, people, they are taught arrogance. And not only arrogance, they're taught to believe in retrograde. And they make other things. They make folks who ain't never been there for them. They put them and make them more important than you. They really will. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I know from experience. They will make them more important than you. And you've been there for them every step of the way. And the folks that they make more important than you, they ain't done nothing for them. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they're going to make them more important than you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you see, don't I? I'm telling you, I'm teaching you right. I wouldn't teach you a lie because the Bible, we just read it, that you teach a lie, and the person who teaches lies like that, they're going to die. They're going to die. Amen. So I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Don't think that just because you are being kind to people that you know people are gonna turn around and be kind. No. They gonna treat better. They gonna treat people who never done nothing for them better than you. Than you. Amen. So get your heart off your shoulders and get your feelings off your shoulders. Because that's the way people are nowadays. This society now, it ain't nothing like it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. Nothing. These folks think differently. They all about self.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about me. Never you. Me. Just get used to it. They think that way. They talk that way. They walk that way. They dance that way. They look that way. They dress that way. It's a me dress. Look at the way they dress. It's me. Self-identification, self-redeeming, to show myself. That's the way it is. Don't get used to it because that's the way the world has become now. But we can pray and ask God to give us and make us the head and not the tail. All the things I had you declare over yourself, declare those things, and you'll see them happen to you. God bless you. I'm over time. God bless you, and God keep you. We got a new prayer line. Come on, Dr. Brown, tell us about that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Keep us on mute. God bless you. Yes, sir. Youth prayer line, 7 o'clock on Thursday. Praise the Lord. 7 o'clock p.m., Dr. Grace Manuel will be teaching. Well, we have to have a conference with Keith and running by our leader, Chief Ambassador. But if God say the same, she will be rightly dividing the word of truth. And we want to thank you all for everything you do for First Fruit Youth Prayer Line. And again, please join us Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. God bless you. We love you. By your hand, Chief Ambassador Johnson.
One of the things I made, I read it yesterday. In fact, I might read that to you, not now, but I might read y'all. They were so kind to us yesterday, and they read all our accomplishments. that he made just this year, just this year. And it was so nice of them. See, sometimes people are just jealous of you. But they may not accomplish is that we've done at Amazing Grace recently.
Yeah.
And it was 13 of them. And one of them on there, and this is called Center of Youth Prayer Ambassadors, it says, we were able, Dr. Betty and Bernard, Dr. Bernard, were able to make close to 40, I think it was 39 youth prayer ambassadors. Some came
yes,
from our church,
yes.
And some came from all around the country.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a wonderful, wonderful blessing that we can just thank the Lord for. Amen. And with the help of you, all you prayer ambassadors, and especially Mother Maddie Spears and Mrs. Amira Johnson, no relation to me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
With their help, we were able to give all these 39 youth prayer ambassadors $50.
$50.
Amen. Now tell me what ministry, well, let me leave that alone.
Thanks,
we were able to do it. Thank God. We were able to do that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But that's one of the accomplishments that they read yesterday that we have been able to do at First Fruits as well as part of Amazing Grace. Amen. Thank God. Now, talk about that. Now, if I went, took a gun and went out and shot somebody, y'all had a river went all over the world.
Yes, amen.
You
know, correct. Amen.
Did you hear? Did you hear, Dr. Johnson? Did you hear about what happened? Mm-hmm. What happened? What happened, girl? Well, I mean, you know, I just gave you something that's very, wonderful to talk about. Why don't you get that everywhere? Mr. Lord, Dr. Bernard Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson, to make youth prayer ambassadors. Well, have you heard about that ever, anywhere? Youth prayer ambassadors all over the country, about 39 of them. And then they gave each one of them $50. When have you ever seen that or heard that? And then, just like if we had shot somebody, when have you seen or heard that? And then the money spread the wholesome things.
Amen.
Spread the wholesome things. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, we've been hit enough. Amen. Well, maybe not enough, but we've been hit many times. We've been hit, we've been bamboo. You know, somebody just trying to bruise us and wound us. We've been through all that. And I know, you know, even if we have to go through some more of it, but we've already been through all that. Why don't you let us have a break sometimes and give us something, you know, talk about it in a good way. Y'all ought to get that in California. Just ought to get from California to New York, all around the world. You know, you ought to get it for us because we can't do everything. And we told you something good about us. Why don't you put that somewhere? Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day. And maybe on Wednesday I'll come back. And if y'all would indulge us, I would like to read these things that we've been able to do since y'all want something to talk about. Talk about the good things. I gave you, let me see, it's 12 of them. 12 good things that your pastor on this line and First Lady on this line have been able to do through Jesus Christ. Not bragging, but if y'all going to talk about us and thank God, I hope you don't. But if people going to say something, don't think everybody's your friend. Amen. You got some enemies. But if you want something to talk about us, and we're going to give you 12 things that we did this year, amen, that the Lord used us to do this year. The Lord did it through us. Let me get it right. The Lord did it through us this year. And I want you to take it and talk about it all over the country, if you would. I'll read it on Wednesday. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. Make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. And the glory of God be revealed all around your life. Amen. Thank God for you in Jesus' name. Let me see. If you need a church home, we're on the air on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Amen. And then on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Teresa Steele, for going to give that announcement. But I'm cutting the chase for that today. Got it. Get off here. May the Lord bless you and keep you. That song I played for y'all, it means a lot. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. I didn't check for you, but listen, pray for yourself. You're a saint of God. You're God's child. Pray for yourself. That's what my father taught people. Pray for yourself. Get all that pressure off of your leader. Learn to pray for yourself. And I got a feeling when it happens, you pray for yourself. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right.
Everything's gonna be all right. Thank you, God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.